Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. I'm Peter High, and I'm pleased to welcome Mike Kahle to the broadcast. Mike is the Vice President of IT Operations at Netflix, a provider of on-demand internet streaming media and flat-rate DVD by mail delivery. Mike leads a team of 115-plus employees in his organization. Prior to his time at Netflix, Mike was the Vice President of IT Operations at Attensity, a social analytics company, where he was responsible for various big data components as well as the integration of Americas and the Europe, Middle East, and Asian IT teams. Mike is on the customer advisory boards of Box, Sumo Logic, One Login, and Context Relevant. Mike has a bachelor's degree in computer science from Iowa State University. I recently caught up with Mike at the Netflix headquarters in Los Gatos, California, and our conversation covered World-Class IT Principle 2, Infrastructure, as Mike spoke about the concept of BYOX, Principle 4, IT and Business Partnerships, as we discussed Mike's approach in weaving himself and his organization into the strategies of the rest of the company, and the need for IT to become a service organization, as well as a variety of other topics. The Forum on World-Class IT is brought to you by Red Hat, the world's leading open source solutions provider. Learn more at redhat.com. Mike Kahle, welcome to the Forum on World-Class IT.
Thank you.
Mike, I wonder if we could begin. I think most of our listeners are familiar with Netflix, but I thought we'd begin with your role in the organization. Can you talk a bit about your responsibilities?
Sure. So VP of IT Operations here at Netflix, and what that means is I'm responsible for all of corporate IT, our data center presence, as well as the classic networking, telco, security stack, and then our HRIS systems and our ERP financial backend systems.
One of the things I wanted to start off with, Mike, obviously this is a very dynamic organization, one that's been growing quite a bit, that's been changing in all sorts of different directions. How do you stay on top of the demand as well as the change in order to make sure that you are not only building an IT department that is relevant and appropriate for the organization that is here today, but also the likely quite different one, at least in terms of size, if not even scope, that will be here a year, two, or three down the road?
Sure. So the approach I've taken is you can't run an IT department as a silo anymore. That approach is come and gone, and you really need to understand business strategy and be aligned with the other parts of the organization, especially here with product and marketing, especially on the product side. And so I spend a lot of time trying to integrate with people, find out what their needs are, and then get ahead of that and also keep up on technology as it advances.
Excellent. And as you talk about kind of aligning with strategy, what's the balance between kind of informal interactions with your peers as the executives across the organization versus formal interactions where literally strategy is developed and communicated in both directions? How do you balance those?
It's a balance of meetings with one-on-ones, attending some team meetings, some product reviews, as well as seeing trends and reviewing their documents and internal specs.
I see. And does that give you an opportunity to identify where there are common needs or themes that emerge across the organization in terms of what IT can do for the organization? If there's a need that's been articulated in multiple parts of the organization, is yours one that can kind of begin to identify that and see how
Absolutely.
IT can solve it?
I think that's a key part of the role, is trying to anticipate those needs, get out ahead of them, and then provide the service before they even ask for it.
That's one of
the ultimate goal.
Yeah, exactly. And given the need for IT leaders to be more integrated into business planning, business strategy, especially in your organization as you've articulated, what kinds of skills or traits do you think are becoming more necessary for IT leaders, generally speaking, compared to IT departments of the past?
So broader communication skills. So no longer are you a cost center to the CFO. You need to integrate with the CMO, the chief product officer, and various other parts. So you need to be able to understand their world and speak to it.
Obviously, with an organization that, generally speaking, even outside of IT, is probably more tech savvy than the average organization,
Is that, in the balance, a plus or a minus? There are the obvious pluses that you don't need to have the kind of base conversations as to the relevance of IT, but at the same time, I suppose a lot of them probably feel like they could do your job, or they could, you know, they understand technology as well as the IT department possibly could. How do you view that balance?
So I approach that as a fun challenge, as my role is to be out ahead of all of those people, even though we have, you know, an extremely smart staff. There are still areas where we can help.
And so does that mean there's sort of an R&D function that you see as part of what you do? And that maybe not literally, but again, finding out what trends could be applied to this organization, how needs could be addressed by things that have not yet been introduced to the
company. Sure. We try to live somewhat on the bleeding edge. And luckily, we have a user base that has a high tolerance to that. So we still provide a service, but we're willing to take some risks to stay ahead of technology or with the forefront of technology.
Right. And I suppose there's an advantage in being based in this area of having the kind of easy access to where innovation is happening in the tech field generally speaking.
Yeah, this is a really exciting time in the Valley again. There's a lot of technology coming. There's a lot of stealth startups. There's a lot of innovative ideas coming.
That's wonderful, yeah. How do you weave yourself into that fabric, that community? How do you stay abreast of new companies, new ideas, and therefore then translate that back to this organization?
Having some key friends in the venture community helps. So they're tapped into that network, and they're able to share what they see coming and then put me in touch with some of these stealth companies.
I see. I found it very intriguing, Mike, that you preached to your team that yours is a service organization and that IT departments need to be better about avoiding saying no and trying to figure out how to get to yes if it's a need that's been articulated by the business, respecting that and finding a way to make it happen if at all possible. Can you talk a bit about how you counsel your team in becoming better at saying yes, in essence?
Right. It's definitely a weekly topic at my staff meetings is, you know, to use the as-a-service phrase. So IT really needs to be IT as a service or technology as a service these days. And we should be an API, if you will, to the company that doesn't say no. The answer should be either yes or we'll look into figuring out how to solve this problem.
And it would seem to me that one of the challenges of that is especially if things go well, that demand may be increasing for IT. Does that then have challenges in terms of prioritization? If somebody is simply continuing to articulate new needs, but you don't have the bandwidth to be able to serve those needs, how do you handle prioritization or how do you handle increases in demand accordingly?
Right. The real-time prioritization problem is classic to IT. So keeping aligned with my directors and senior management team is very key in that, and trying to figure out what really is priority and adjusting needs upon that, and then setting expectations with the company.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And so that means that even as you're counseling your team to say yes as often as possible, it also means setting realistic goals, I suppose, as to when that which is being requested can be fulfilled. Is that right?
And simple communication with the internal customer, meaning our employees, is key. Mm-hmm. So classic IT, once again, lives in a silo, doesn't communicate out, either says no or goes off and does something, but you don't hear from them for months. So we try to keep everybody abreast of what's going on and what the roadblocks are, issues, or when they can expect the solution.
I see. And so you've seen your role, I think I'm translating that then, as making sure that yours as an organization is transparent as much as possible in terms of process, progress, lack thereof, solutions where there are issues, that
completely.
Sort of thing.
So we have a blog, we have status reports, dashboard, so people know what's going on, what our challenges are, where their project is.
I see. That's great. Can I ask you, as you think about being more of a service organization, as we spoke about a moment ago, does that require a different way of measuring success for the IT departments? Are you trying to incorporate more business-type metrics into what you do? How do you think about judging success from an IT department's perspective?
I judge success by the number of tickets we get, which is a metric, along with the frictionless service that we can provide. So how do we tie together technology? And once again, it's tied to help desk tickets. So if we don't get a lot of help desk tickets, I know things are going well mm-hmm. and people have what they need.
I see. You've also spoken very interestingly about the whole concept of BYOD, and I know that even that acronym is not one that you're a big fan of. You've spoken instead about BYOX, and I wonder if you can tell us a bit about that difference, that nuance in the acronym,
sure.
And of course how it applies to Netflix.
Yeah, because the classic acronym of BYOD, really people started just applying to mobile devices, meaning phones and perhaps tablets. But that will bleed over into the laptop world. As Windows 8 comes out, iOS converges with OS X, and you see the touchscreen, keyboard, hybrid, Ultrabook. So what you need to do is then think about the convergence of moving data to the cloud as well. So your data is no longer at rest on the device. Typically, it's in a bunch of different places. It's in Dropbox, Box, Google Drive, iCloud, wherever. So how do I tie that together with secure credentials? And then looking at things like certificate-based authentication for each device, and then a single sign-on service like OneLogin to tie it back to our Active Directory credentials. So if someone leaves the company, I can disable their account, and they lose access to all of these services versus managing username and passwords on 10 different SaaS applications.
And so from a security perspective, that makes a lot more sense, but also becomes kind of a better experience in your mind for the users as well.
Absolutely. So they don't have the problem of remembering all of their credentials. And then as there is no more security in perimeter for the data, I don't have to worry about these accounts being peppered about.
That's great. I know one of the challenges that a lot of IT leaders, your peers as IT leaders, have is a lack of knowledge at times of people within the IT department as to what the organization does. And I suppose this is an organization where you have the advantage of a business that is in many ways accessible. Obviously, there's a lot of sophistication to it, but at the end of the day, it's an easy to understand business and one that I suppose probably most of your team use in one way, shape, or form. Is that in fact sort of how you see it, an advantage that the organization can access themselves the value that the company delivers and therefore be a little bit closer to what it is that the business does?
Yeah, definitely. And my other goal is, you know, IT is not our core product, so I don't want our end users to have to think about it. They should view us as a tool or service to leverage to get their job done and become more efficient while they make the Netflix streaming product better and better.
I see. So IT's role is in some ways increasing the velocity or eliminating friction wherever
Absolutely.
Possible. I see. Does that involve getting more into kind of business processes where you can? Do you think of things like that?
It's really understanding, once again, like where our product's going. So meeting with the product team and the marketing team and keeping aligned with them.
Before letting you go, I wanted to talk a little bit more about IT trends. Obviously, we've talked about BYOD, BYOX, and a couple of others in the context of several of the questions and answers we covered. But are there other trends that particularly excite you and why?
Yeah, you know, I think the main trends, you know, as everybody's been talking about, are social and mobile. And then how do you tie together cloud storage and data with that? And so how do you collaborate on the road, on the go, all of the time, seamlessly? Email is great for some things, but there still needs to be a tool that allows for collaboration outside of making email a real-time tool. So I think you'll see some trends there. And you know, Microsoft's purchase of Yammer, Jive, companies like that. And there's some up-and-coming ones as well. So I think you'll see some trends along that way.
I see. That's interesting. Well, great. Well, Mike Hale, thank you so much for joining us on the Forum on World Class IT and sharing your perspectives.
Thank you.
The Forum on World Class IT would like to thank Red Hat, the world's leading provider of open-source solutions, for being our corporate sponsor. Red Hat believes in the power of openness and shared knowledge to transform how we all do business. Learn more at redhat.com. You've just listened to a podcast in a series we call MetaStrategy's Forum on World Class IT. If you like what you've heard, please consider reading my book, World Class IT, Why Businesses Succeed When IT Triumphs, published by Josie Bass, a division of Wiley Press, in December of 2009. Both the book and the Forum on World Class IT offer stories from a wide range of top IT leaders relating to MetaStrategy's five principles of World Class IT. The five principles are as follows. Principle one is people, and it's really the foundational principle. Without the right people doing the right jobs at the right time, it'll be nearly impossible to achieve excellent performance. The second principle is infrastructure. We like to say that this is the principle that separates proactive organizations from reactive ones. If infrastructure is not reliably performing its tasks, the IT organization will become stuck in reactive mode, consistently fighting fires. If systems and hardware and networks and so on work reliably, then a larger portion of the organization can think about the future. The third principle is project and portfolio management. This is the engine through which new capabilities can be brought to bear on behalf of the company. It is important to ensure that projects are delivered on time, on budget, and on target, and that the portfolio collectively supports the objectives of the business. The fourth principle is IT and business partnerships.
It's important that first and foremost, the different parts of IT, from business analysis to development and QA, through to support and all other aspects of IT, communicate effectively and efficiently. It's equally important then that IT develop a partnering relationship with the business that it is a part of. If the three prior principles are done well, then IT should earn a place at the strategy setting table, driving different parts of the business strategy. The fifth and last principle is external partnerships. Outsourcing is becoming a crucial weapon that organizations are employing, and managing these relationships to ensure that value is achieved is critical. In the fourth principle, the organization has learned and contributed to the discussion about what is strategic and what is not. Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information on these five principles and the sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metastrategy.com, and please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metastrategy.com. Our editors are Chris Davis and Calhan Cool, and our theme music was written by David Arman. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.